Let's do today, we'll do the Torah and Tea. We started a new Chumash. We started the Book of Devarim. And we started also a new volume, volume 19. We've been studying in the Book of Bamidbar. We've been studying the volume 18. Now we're doing volume 19. And we'll do the first parsha. This is the third sikh over there. So it's also today is the fifth day of Av. The fifth day of Av is the yahrzeit of the Arizal. That's the holy Ari. We know the Ari is a very important symbol of the teaching of the Kabbalah and of bringing it down to the people. Even if you see, like the Chabad Siddur says, according to the Nusach of the Arizal. So the Ari has a further, direct connection with some of the mysticism and some of the esoteric teachings of the Hasidic dynasty of the Baal Shem Tov, and then later on of the Chabad Rebbes, of the Alter Rebbe, etc. So these are all the Arizal. Dari lived and functioned in Tzfat, in the holy city of Tzfat. That's actually where he is interned, in Tzfat. And a lot of the various traditions and a lot of the places of the various great sages, it was all revealed by the Arizal, by the Ari HaKadosh. And it's a special auspicious day. I just wanted to mention that. Okay, and today, what is the Book of Devarim? As you know, the Book of Devarim is basically a repetition that Moshe Rabbeinu, before his passing, he sort of made a review of his life and everything that transpired during his lifetime. Of course, Rashi says something very interesting. Of course, yeah. So, this was like right before his passing, before Moshe Rabbeinu passed on, and he was going to sort of go through some of the difficulties, the difficult moments that they had, the Jewish people, with him. And instead of like openly coming out and embarrassing them, telling them how they did things the wrong way, he just mentions the name of different places. So just to hint to them what took place. And he basically gathered all the people before his passing, and he went through things with them. And Rashi explains that he waited till the time that he passed, he's almost about to pass. He waited till the time that they conquered already the Sichon and Og. So that would give Moshe some leverage with the Jewish people, and also he wouldn't have to worry that. It's very interesting ideas that Rashi brings down, that you don't rebuke people but close to your passing. So, A, they may leave you if you're going to rebuke them too early. They may rebuke you. Also, you may have to continue. So you don't want to rebuke a person more than once. So you actually leave it next before your passing. And then the other thing is also, Moshe Rabbeinu had to show them all the different things, as if it wasn't enough, everything that Moshe Rabbeinu did for them. He took them out of Egypt, etc., etc. So all this was Moshe Rabbeinu going through them. But today, at the end of the first portion, Moshe Rabbeinu gives them a blessing. I want to read the blessing. So Moshe Rabbeinu's blessing to them is, he says like this. This is in verse 11. He says, Hashem Elokei Avosechem. may God, the God of your fathers, Yosef Aleichem Kochem. Yosef Aleichem Kochem, may he add to you as such, which means as much as you are today, may Hashem add to you Elef Pa'amim, 1,000 times. Seems like a pretty substantial blessing that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them. He's saying that Hashem should add to you, increase your numbers. He should add 1,000 times as much. And further, it says, V'yivorech eschem kasher diber lochem. And he should bless you like he has spoken to you. So Hashem will bless you. So what are these two things in the pasuk, in the verse? First, he says, may God add to you 1,000 times as much. So wherever your number is now, may you increase 1,000 times as much. And then he adds, he should bless you like he has spoken to you. What are these two things? So Rashi says something very interesting over here. Why is he saying, Hashem, may he bless you like he spoke to you? So Rashi says there was here a debate, a discussion between Moshe and the Jewish people. The Jewish people complained to Moshe, why are you putting a limit to our blessings? Moshe Rabbeinu puts a limit because Moshe Rabbeinu says, may you increase 1,000 times as much. Now, 1,000 times is a big number, but still, it is still a limit. You're putting a limit to our blessings. That means you're putting a number in our blessing. You're saying 1,000 times. But their argument is, God has already promised Abraham that just like you cannot count the sand, you will also not be able to count it at all. God has promised that you will not be limited by any numbers at all. So basically, they're complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you putting a limit on the blessings of Hashem? You're saying 1,000 times. Hashem says there will be no limit at all. You won't be able to count at all. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu say to them? Amar lahem, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, look, Zumi Shalihi, I'm saying to you 1,000 times as much. But Hashem will actually bless you like he told you. I'm blessing you a limited blessing, 1,000 times as much. But God can bless you an endless amount of time. So, really, the question that we have is, what does Moshe's blessing add to Hashem's blessings? If Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to them, God is going to bless you endlessly, no number, no limitation, so why is Moshe Rabbeinu blessing them 1,000 times as much? He should have just said, let God bless you without any limitation. We don't want any limitations. You know, we want a blessing that has no numbers. Just like this sand, you can't count it at all. So what does it help that Moshe Rabbeinu blesses them and he tells them 1,000 times as much when their blessing is a lot more than 1,000 times? So,
Rabbi?
Yes, go ahead.
That Moses as a human being is giving blessings of 1,000 times, but God, who is infinite, can give endless blessings.
That is true. But since God is already giving his endless blessings, as Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, so what benefit is there to Moshe's blessings? I understand, Moshe can't give more than a limited amount of blessings, but what's the use of a limited amount of blessings. If you have a limited amount, if you already have an unlimited amount of blessings. So let's say somebody would bless you, you should have an endless amount of money. And then somebody will say, okay, I want to bless you, should have $1 million. What is the $1 million? If you have an endless amount of money, so $1 million seems to be extra and of no real need for it, because you're going to have an endless amount of money. So what do you need a blessing of $1 million? Basically, if Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that God will bless you like he spoke to you, so that means that God will give you an endless amount. If he gives you an endless amount, so what's the point in Moshe Rabbeinu saying 1,000 times as much? Okay, so there are the commentaries ask this question. And some of them say, well, that Hashem's blessings were conditional. Which means, yes, Hashem said you're going to get an endless amount accounted. But that depends on the Jewish people fulfilling the Torah, doing the mitzvot, behaving in the right way. So basically, to gain the blessing of an endless blessing that Hashem gives, you need to do something. You know, you have to earn it. You have to do mitzvahs. But the blessing that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them 1,000 times, that's non-conditional. That's across the board. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no matter what, whether you deserve it or you don't deserve it, you're going to get 1,000 blessings. So there is value to Moshe Rabbeinu's blessings, because Moshe Rabbeinu's blessings are not conditional on the behavior of the Jewish people, whereas Hashem's endless amount of blessing, that's conditional on their behavior. So it's sort of saying, okay, you know, I'll bless you 1,000 times, whether you do the right thing or not, but Hashem will bless you. If you do the right things, he'll bless you even more, endlessly. That's one interpretation. Some of the commentaries explain it that way. And again, there's another commentary, and there is support from the Medrash and the Talmud for these different interpretation, that Hashem is mainly talking about in the world to come, like after we live our lives, over there we'll get an unlimited amount of blessings. But when we talk about this world, we actually have a limited blessing. We don't have unlimited. So here too, Moshe Rabbeinu, these commentaries give a little bit of a different angle, that Moshe Rabbeinu's blessing are talking about here and now. That's talking about in this physical world. He's giving them a blessing that you should have 1,000 times as much. When Hashem says that you'll be counted like endlessly or an endless amount of blessing, that's more in the spiritual sense. Maybe it's your merits, maybe your rewards, maybe your on a different level. So that will be in a different world, in a world to come. So therefore, there is value. But if you read, these answers can be interpreted in the Medrash, but if you read the Rashi in the text that I quoted, Rashi doesn't seem to make any difference, any conditions or any time difference between when God's blessing is coming and when Moshe Rabbeinu's. It just says, what Rashi, quoting the Rashi, this is all additional commentary which doesn't really fit in the text of Rashi, because Rashi basically says that the Jews said you're putting a limit, and he says this is a limit that I can give. Hashem will give you an endless amount of blessing. But Rashi does not really make a difference. This blessing is conditional, this is not conditional, or this is in this world, this is the world to come. It doesn't really seem to fit in the Rashi. So that's Rebbe say, we need some other explanation But what is the value of Moshe Rabbeinu's blessing of 1,000 when we're blessing them with an unlimited amount of blessing? So the Rebbe brings down like this. So the first thing that rises again, how much is 1,000 times the number they were then? So when you say 1,000, Moshe Rabbeinu said, may God add to your numbers 1,000. How much, what's the number? Let's do the math over here, okay? How much does it mean? The Jewish people, the men that were counted from the age of 20 to the age of 60, equaled 600,000. So there were 600,000 people. Then you have to add, we don't have the numbers of the other people. We're just, the rest we have to sort of figure out. If you're going to figure out, we need to include the men that were under 20, and we have to include the men over 60, because this is only between 20 and 60. You can only imagine 20 and 60, that's 40 years. So the first 20 years and the last, so let's say we have another 600,000. I mean, if we have it that age. And then you have all the women that we didn't count over here. So you got maybe 1 million men and 1 million women, including the women, the children, everybody. You got about 2 million people. That was when he says, may God add to your number. So what are we talking about? We're talking about add to the number of what? To the number of 2 million. Because like I said, 600,000 is just the men between 20 and 60 that the Torah counts. You have to count the men under 20 and over 60. And then you got to count all the women. So you're talking about 2 million people. And then you're saying times 1,000. So 1,000 million is 2 billion. You're talking about 2 billion people. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, may God increase you 2 billion. Now, you know, when people say, may you increase 1,000 times as much, or, you know, most of the time we probably like people to say, oh, may your stocks, may your fortune increase 1,000 times as much. They don't mean 1,000 literally, 1,000. 1,000 means sort of, it says figuratively, it means a lot more. So, in truth is, when Moshe Rabbeinu said 1,000, it's not even limited exactly to 1,000. It just means, it means, you know, a whole bunch of times more. But it turns out, when people say 1,000 times as much, it's not limited to 1,000. And the other issue would be, so let's say there would be 2 billion people, right? We're talking about, he's telling you, even it doesn't exactly. So there would not even be physical space on the earth and in Eretz Yisrael for all the people. Where are you gonna put 2 billion people? I don't know how many people we have in the world today altogether. You can look that up. 3.4 billion people. So can you imagine if only the Jewish people would be 2 billion people had that Moshe Rabbeinu? But whatever the case is, it seems to be a pretty high number. A pretty number. So the question is, why were the Jews complaining and saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, oh, you gave us a limit to the blessings. We don't want the limit. We want to be unlimited. What's wrong, you know? I mean, you know, they just, the lottery was what? How much was the lottery now? I mean, 1 point something, they just, you know, somebody's...
Billion.
1.4 billion, I think.
I think
1.4 billion, I think it was, something like that. Can you imagine somebody would complain and say, oh, you know what, I don't want 1.4 billion, you know, I want 3 billion. I mean, listen, it's a pretty nice, it's a pretty nice change over there. So, what are you complaining about? So here, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, God should increase you 1,000 times as much, which means at least minimally 2 billion people. Could be even more. And then they're saying, they're complaining to Moshe, oh, we don't like that number. We want a bigger number. Seems kind of greedy now. You know, you're being blessed. You know, somebody gives you a blessing, you know, accept it and say thank you. Instead of, but it seems here that there was a whole discussion. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a blessing. And the Jews said, no, 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 we don't like the blessing. We like better the blessing that Hashem gives us. And Moshe Rabbeinu says in his defense, okay, I gave you that, let Hashem give you what He gives you. The Rebbe says, Rebbe quotes from the Rashi, when the verse says, that Rashi quotes there, it says, V'samti et zaracho kafar ha'oretz. I will make you seed like the sand of the earth. And it says, Asher im yuchal ish lam leses afar ha'oretz. Just like a man, no person can count the sand of the earth. Then gam zaracho yimon, your seed will not be counted as well. Just like, can a man then count the seed? That's the way they'll be able to count your children. Basically, it means, just like you can't count the sand. Rashi explains there. Kishem she'i'efsher la'ofer lehimonis, kach zaracho lehimona. Just like sand is not countable, also your seed will not be countable. You see, there is a difference. When the verse sometimes says to Abraham, oh, your children will be like the stars in the skies. So that's more understood that there'll be an unlimited amount, just like there's an unlimited amount, an uncountable amount of stars in the skies. But here we're not saying they'll be like sand, but like a large number of uncountable pieces like the sand. We're basically saying that they're just not numbered. There is no count for them. Basically, the way the Rebbe explains what the Jewish people were saying to Moshe, it's not that they weren't happy with the amount. It's not that the number wasn't large enough. It's not like the number wasn't representing a tremendous amount of a blessing. But they were saying, why number? Why limit my number? They rather, may God add to you and be not numbered so that we can't count. We don't want to count. The number counting the count. My wife always tells me that don't count my grandchildren. People ask her, how many grandchildren do you have? She says, one thing, we don't count, we don't count. You know, generally speaking, the Rebbe doesn't say that here, you know, when it says that if you want a blessing, you don't want to count it, you don't want to know the number, because when you're counting something, you're limiting by the number. If the number is hidden, then there is no, what was that? Is that Schneer? When you have a number, that number is by definition, a number is a limitation. The Jews were complaining to Moshe, not that his number wasn't big enough, not that it wasn't significant enough, but they were complaining basically to him, why put a number? Why put numbers on? We'd rather not be counted, just like it says over there that the sand is not counted. We don't want to be counted. Don't count, you know, and when you don't count things, then there could be a lot more blessings. So in this context, we can understand that Moshe Rabbeinu's blessing wasn't a quantity issue over here. Is it a big enough number, or is it a bigger number? It's an unlimited number. Over here, the issue was just the actual counting of itself. The issue was, why count things? Hashem didn't count, so don't count us either. What did Moshe Rabbeinu answer to them? He says, you're actually right. But Moshe Rabbeinu basically said, I'm a human being. And because I'm a human being, I don't have the ability to give a blessing which doesn't have a number. Because no matter as much as I love you and I want to give you, but this whole idea of not limited is beyond the scope, even of the tzaddik, even of the holy person like Moshe Rabbeinu was. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, may you be 1,000 times, he's not saying his blessing. He's actually saying to them, Yosef Aleichem, he should add. He's talking about Hashem. Hashem Elokei Avoseichem. It's not Moshe's blessing himself. Moshe is saying, I can only transmit to you the blessing of Hashem because I'm a limited human being. I can only transmit Hashem's blessing in a format which is limited. But yes, by all means, when Hashem does, not me doing it, it's the same Hashem. It's the same blessing that comes from Hashem. That blessing is not a limited blessing. You know, a lot of times we say, ask Hashem for a specific blessing. We ask for healing. We ask for shalom bayit. We ask for success in our livelihood. We ask specific blessings. Sometimes we ask, and the biggest blessing that the Rebbe would give a lot of times, that Hashem should fulfill your heart's desire for the good. Without specifying and saying this and that and the other thing, just saying whatever your heart needs, whatever you wish for yourself, which includes everything that you wish for yourself. We're not going to put a limit and say this or the other item. There was once a person who gave a blessing at his son's bar mitzvah, and he says that he blesses him that he should grow up to be a righteous person, a scholar, and a chassid, and a Torah scholar. Gave him all the blessing, and then he said, he added the words, as the understanding, as the Rebbe would wish, in the Rebbe's understanding. So one of the people at that bar mitzvah wrote to the Rebbe. He says, what kind of a business is it to give a blessing and say, like a human being, he understands it, we're asking a blessing for Hashem? Why are we saying as the Rebbe understands? Jesus, as Hashem understands. And the Rebbe, I read some of the Rebbe's answers, the Rebbe's letters that we learned in the morning. This was a long time ago we read this. And the Rebbe says, basically, a lot of times people have a hard time to articulate specifically, A, what is it that they need? They find it hard to express in words. And their thoughts, you know, they're a little bit confused, you know, they don't know how to. People a lot of times have a hard time pinpointing exactly what is it that they need for the blessing, or what do they wish for themselves? So it's all right, and the Rebbe brings evidence from our davening and our prayers. Another thing is that sometimes we ask in a general way. One of the examples, I'm not sure the Rebbe brings it there, but one of the things is like we say, Avinu Avarachamon, our compassionate father, the one who has compassion, Rachimon, and have compassion on us. Basically what it means, we ourselves don't even realize what we're missing. We don't know sometimes what we should be asking for. Or we don't even know how to ask for what we're missing for. So we're saying, Hashem, you are our Father. You know that what we're missing. So with your compassion, with your kindness, with your pity, have pity on us. In other words, give us what you know that we need. And furthermore, a lot of times we think we need or want something and we ask for them, but really we don't need it and it's not really good for us. So sometimes asking for specific items which we imagine that they're good for us, they actually may be detrimental for us. We shouldn't even be asking for those things. So, therefore, a human being has a hard time of saying all your needs should be met in a general way. Moshe Rabbeinu's love to the Jewish people expresses himself by using a large number and blessing them. Hashem's blessing, again, this is not Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is only as an agent of Hashem. You know, Hashem wants to bless the Jewish people. But Hashem wants that His blessings should come through others. Why does Hashem tell the Kohanim to give us the priestly blessing? The Birchat Kohanim. Because Hashem wants to bless us. So why does God need the Kohanim to bless us? He can just bless us without the intermediate Kohanim. Or why does He need Moshe Rabbeinu to bless us? Why can't Hashem just bless us itself? Hashem wants that people should bless each other. Someone once asked, also on a similar note, why do we have poor people? Why do we have people that, you know, we just learned, like in the Hayom Yom the other day, the Rebbe says, you can put in all the effort you want, you're not going to earn even one penny more than Hashem has set up for you. So overworking and doing more than necessary isn't going to help you. You're not going to make anything. You have to always remember, the Rebbe says, that it's not the vehicle, the job, what you do to earn your living. It's the blessing that you get in what you're doing. And the blessing comes from Hashem. How do we earn Hashem's blessings? That is living our lives and doing things that Hashem wants for us. And that's the way to get it. And then that gives us the blessing of Hashem. But just the work itself, that's something which we're only going to earn what Hashem gives us. And therefore, the blessings that we as human beings understand or wish or give is very limited. Okay, so this is a little bit of the idea over here that people are limited and Hashem wants people to give blessings. Hashem can do it on His own. Hashem feeds everybody. So why does the rich person get it directly from Hashem, and the poor person needs the rich person to give it to him. That's also from Hashem, but he goes through the rich person. Ayrelka. And the reason is because Hashem wants there to be compassion in the world. Hashem wants people to give, to share, to reach out, to be there for other people, to be helpful. Hashem wants the Kohanim to bless. Hashem wants Moshe Rabbeinu to bless. Of course, when Hashem blesses, He gives unlimited, infinite blessings. Then you say, so what's the value of a finite blessing? And the answer is, as finite human beings, that's the best we can do. But Hashem wants us to be the ones that are the finite human beings. Because Hashem wants there to be care, compassion, and blessing from one another. So when we meet up with another person and we share words of encouragement and we give them blessings and we give them support and we give them encouragement to go on, then we are acting compassionately. We're acting as agents of Hashem. And we're actually doing Hashem's bidding, which means Hashem wants to bless them. And you becoming the agent of Hashem, you are doing what Hashem wants to. Hashem wants to bless them. And Hashem wants to give them. There's a famous discussion in the Talmud between one of the people challenged the rabbi. And he said, why do you give charity to the poor? If God made him poor, you're getting involved in God's ways. You're actually defying God's will. Because since God made him suffer, how could you take away their suffering by giving them? You should not be helping them. And he gave him, I gave him an example. He says, you know, the king was angry and punished somebody. So then somebody got involved and he was helping the person that the king punished. And so the king will get very upset with him. Why are you helping the person that I punished and now you're helping them? So the rabbi answered him, Rabbi Akiva, he answered him, if the person who the king punishes is his son, then he won't get angry. On the contrary, he will be very, very happy that you are the one that are supporting his children. And basically, we act as agents of Hashem to give blessings, to help, to support Hashem's children. And the only reason that Hashem gives us the means so that we should be able to give is so that we should give. Hashem basically trusts us that we will use the funds that He has given us and the opportunity that He's given us to share it with other people who's less, but they're getting it from Hashem. Sometimes Hashem gives directly, and then sometimes Hashem gives through other means, but it's still the same Hashem giving it. My father, may he rest in peace, used to say, in the prayer of Psalms, there is the prayer of the poor person. It says, "Tfila la'oni ki yatef v'lifnei Hashem yishpoich sichei." The prayer of the poor person, when he wraps himself up and he pours out before Hashem, he says, "Hashem, listen to my voice." What is he praying? So my father used to say, he says, "Yes, Hashem, I know you made the world in such a way, some people gotta be wealthy to support the poor, and some gotta be poor, and they receive from the wealthy." But he says, "Hashem," he says, "you know, why am I the one who was chosen to be the one that is poor? And the other, why couldn't I be the one? Hashem has his cheshbon, his accounting. Why Hashem does, of course, if we knew Hashem's ways, we would be Hashem. We don't know Hashem, but we certainly know that even though we can only give limited blessing, once we learn from the Parsha, even though we give a limited, so you say, what's the use of your limited blessing? Hashem gives that blessing. No. Hashem wants us, each one of us, to be there to the best we can, to share our blessings, our wishes. And blessing also means our good fortune, whatever Hashem has blessed us with, to be there for other people and share with them. And there's a tremendous value. Matter of fact, that value doesn't even get lost. Even when Hashem gives His infinite blessings, the value, as Rebbe explains in the second Sikha, that limit that we give isn't necessarily lost in the unlimited. That's a little bit of a lofty thought, and I'm leaving it for another time. But the Rebbe explains over there, limited and unlimited seems to be two opposites. This is limited, and that's unlimited. But there is a higher part, which is higher than limit and unlimited, that can bring limit and unlimited together. Basically, Hashem is not only expressed in unlimited, but He's expressed in limit, and Hashem is expressed in having the limit and unlimited sort of fused together. So there is a lot of value to the limit. Our blessings, what we can do, we connect ourselves with Hashem together with the unlimited blessings of Hashem and our limited blessings. We all together accomplish bringing about the blessings, especially now we're in the 9 days in which we're mourning the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So we need all the blessings that we can, and we also need to increase in our confidence in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, study about the Beis HaMikdash, but also to focus on the reason for the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash was the fact that we didn't get along with each other, and therefore this is a time, and it's a good opportunity to increase blessings and togetherness and learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Even when you have to rebuke somebody or you have to say something to help them, but say it in a gentle way, say it in a hidden way. Don't expose somebody else, don't ridicule them, don't shame them, don't put them in a situation. Do it in such a gentle, in a discreet way, as Moshe Rabbeinu did it, and on top of them, while you start off the parshat, starts off with rebuke, it ends up with these most beautiful blessings. Blessings of 1,000 times, and we said that equals 2 billion, and also the endless blessing of Hashem. So may it be for us that we experience limited, unlimited, all kinds of blessings, and we merit the coming of Mashiach.
Amen.